Oh, hi, boss.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
What's the matter, boss? Looks like somebody done pissed in your hat.
I'll tell you what's the matter, Charlie. Faggots. That's right. And queers and homos and faggots.
Boss, now, I told you before, I'm pretty sure Kenny Chesney's straight. Now, I admit he ain't no Toby Keith, but I'm...
I ain't talking about Kenny Chesney, Charlie. He wears our blue jeans.
I ain't following you, boss.
Our blue jeans, Charlie. Damn it, Wrangler's jeans are going under. It seems men have gone soft on us, wearing $200 designer pants instead of a rugged blue jean. One that's straight-legged, but flared enough to cover a man's boot. A pant so tough it can deflect a bullet, whilst giving your nuts the restriction they richly deserve. Why, most men don't wear pants anymore, Charlie. They let their pants wear them.
Well, what we gonna do about it, sir?
Well, we ain't lying down like dogs, I tell you that. No, sir, I've called me in a city slicker. A man who is a real word, man.
You don't mean...
That's exactly what I mean, Charlie. I'm bringing in Berginzer. Herb Berginzer. The next day. All right, listen up, cowboys and, cow ma'am. We have ourselves here at the Wrangler Blue Jean Company a problem. And where I come from, you got a problem, you don't ride her. You rope her, and you wrestle her to the ground, and you tie her by three of her four legs, and you leave her to wallow in the sad moves of her own innocence. Well, I'm out of rope, wrestlers. Yep, we need us a hired hand. And I ain't talking about some cowpoke from Levi or some limb-breasted denim dog from Tommy Hilfiger. And I don't think I need to tell you how I feel about them fellas at FUBU. Gentlemen, oh, and ma'am, I gives you a wizard, Mr. Herb Berginzer. Make him feel welcome. Come on now. Welcome, welcome. All right. How's everybody doing? Boy, are you a feisty bunch. I haven't seen this much denim since the last Canadian wedding I attended. Well, all right. My name is Herb Berginzer, and I'm here to enrich your lives with financial gain, you know, so you can afford the finer things in life, like Skull Bandits and dinner for two at Black Angus. But before we get started, let me tell you a little about myself. I belong to a Soup of the Month club. A freak bicycle accident when I was 13 left me with two buttholes. I won a talent show outside of Sam Goody's in 96 by doing a pantomime to Aretha Franklin's Pink Cadillac. I do enjoy chalk, and just last week an all-fiber diet ruined the best date of my life. But my true calling is the ad game. The secret to my success, the three M's. A mountain of enthusiasm, a molehill of creativity, and a milk jug of honesty. All right, let's get this party started. Wrangler jeans, huh? Well, maybe I'm just fishing here, but I think you people need a new slogan. So here we go. Wrangler jeans, Wrangler jeans, Wrangler jeans. I got it. Wrangler jeans, make your next hoedown a night to remember. No? Not working for you? Well, you didn't expect to get it in one shot, did you? Not even the people at Coke are that good. That hands around the world thing took like 4 days. All right. Wrangler jeans. The fancy W on our pocket stands for white people only. No? Hey, hold on. We'll try another. It's okay. Here we go. Wrangler jeans. You'll need a fabric this strong if you're serious about wearing that 12-pound belt buckle of yours. Still no? All right. No need to panic. This is usually the moment I start to kick in. All right. Here we go. Wrangler jeans. If we make our jeans any tighter, you'll be wearing your balls above the belt. All right, that felt good. Here we go. Wrangler jeans, now available with the skull ring pre-washed in. Wrangler jeans, it's like wearing relax-fit cardboard. Wrangler jeans, because what else are you going to wear with your friend's shirt? Wrangler jeans, if they're good enough for Cookie, damn it, they're good enough for you. Wrangler jeans, because try mending a barbed wire fence in a pair of capris. Wrangler jeans, because if we see one more punk in baggy drawers, we'll kill him before sundown. All right! Yeah! God bless me! I am I'm hotter than Texas toast. Stand up and praise me, you flannel-clad bitches. Woo-hoo! I thank you, buckaroos. I thank you kindly. Now, if you nut-huggers will excuse me, this little doggy must be moseying along. See ya.
At Wizard Brigadier.
Yes, Mr. Tooth.
Yes, sir. Seeing we paid such a handsome price for that noggin of urine, all them purty words you spit out, we couldn't help but think you might aid us with one more predicament.
I see your gun slapping, Grandpa, but I'll beg you to stop beating around the bush.
Boots, Mr. Beginzer. I sell them at the country store. How about you rustle us up a slogan for Justin Boots?
Okay, Krusty. I'll accept your challenge. Now grab your walker before you break a hip. The ad wizard's going more than 8 seconds on this bull. All right, here we go. Justin Boots, because buckles go on belts, not on shoes, you fags. Justin Boots, because what else you gonna kick with? Nikes? Justin Boots, because no one's ever heard of knocking sandals. Justin Boots, the perfect accessory to any white and red checkerboard shirt with red neck scarf. Justin Boots, because you ain't kicked a man's ass until you felt steel tip hit bone. Justin Boots, because John Wayne sure as hell didn't wear Pumas. All right! Yes, glorify made me. Woo-hoo! Glorify me on the highest. Warm your hands about my heavenly hue. I am an assassin. Woo! Come on, rednecks. Do your worst. You, smelly fingers.
I've made me a new sarsaparilla. You got an ad for Curly Sarsaparilla?
Yeah, Curly Sarsaparilla. It's f***ing root beer, but Curly's a dumb shit. Let's try you, mustache growing inside your mouth guy.
Stetson hats, Mr. Burgundy.
Stetson hats, the sweat they gather goes into our cologne. All right! Yeah! Thank you, cowboys and cowgirls. Y'all get along now and celebrate the impact I've made on your lives. Good night! I'm Herb Burgundy.